Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Why Israel Matters airs tonight on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, and I'm very excited about this program. It's called Footsteps, and I'll be appearing in this episode throughout the entire episode. It's about Covenant Journey, the program that we have developed to take Christian college-age students who have leadership potential to Israel for a life-changing experience. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. I'm very excited about this, Holly, because this actually is going to be the episode called Footsteps, and it literally, in part, traces some of those last days and hours of Jesus Christ during the Passion Week. But it's also focused on taking college Christian students who are leaders to Israel. And one of the things that we do is not only take them all over Israel, but we trace those last days and hours of the life of Jesus before the crucifixion and resurrection. And so very excited about this program.
Yeah, you know, it's a powerful experience, and I've had the privilege to do that. But now here's the opportunity for people all over the world to join in and go join in on the tour, join you as you go with these college students, see through their eyes and experience these last days of Jesus firsthand.
Yeah, it's amazing, Matt, because these Christian college students come from all over the country. We've had about 170 or so colleges or universities represented. By the end of the summer, about 700 students will have come through this program. And just during the Passion Week and over Easter, we keep up with them and keep in connection with them on Facebook. They have their own separate Facebook for each group. And as they go through the Passion and they go through Easter and they experience it brand new in a deeper way than they've ever experienced before because they've been there. So this is taking Christian college students. You have worked with college students, as I have as well. And we understand the millennial generation. You know, some people give up on the millennial generation thinking that they're self-centered, that they're wanting to have everything revolve around them, that they're a lost cause, etc. And some of that is true for some. There's no question about that. But you and I have worked with millennials enough to know that there are some amazing young men and women that God is raising up. And when they catch fire with the Lord and a vision that he gives them, they are an amazing Gideon's army, if you will. And that's what we're doing with Covenant Journey, is raising up a Gideon's army of young men and women who are future leaders. Actually, not just future, they're leading now. And this is, I'm optimistic, excited about this program. Matt, you know, this generation, I think, is our future.
Well, the reaction, the feedback that the students deliver from this life-changing trip and experience is so encouraging. I mean, many of them, it has sent them on a path that they may not have even anticipated in terms of their Christian walk and their Christian mission. And like you pointed out, Matt, the millennials, you know, I think there's a backlash occurring that kind of rejecting the baby boomer mentality of the sexual revolution. You see so many Christian millennials now that are so strong in their faith and firm in their faith. And what a galvanizing event this is to be able to go over. And I would encourage people to go to the website, covenantjourney.org, and the college students who are selected for this, they pay literally only $500, a $500 registration fee. This includes the flights from the United States to Tel Aviv. Now, they need to get to the single location in order to get over there, correct?
Right, they do. Everything is completely included. When they apply, they have to pay the $500 at the application phase. If they're not accepted, the $500 is returned. If they are accepted, that's all they pay. They have to get to the place of departure, which would be New York or Newark, depending upon our particular departure location. And then from there on, everything is covered. Everything. Hotels, food, amazing food, speakers, amazing array of speakers, an incredible number of sites.
How long is the trip?
It's 10 days from takeoff to touchdown. And In that 10 days, you take people from around the country, from multiple different colleges, usually 12 to sometimes 20 different colleges are represented on each bus, each trip. And these are people that, for the most part, they don't know each other.
Right.
And they're complete strangers. But
not for long.
10 days yeah. later, they leave and they're lifelong buddies.
Yeah. And yeah. they swim together in the Sea of Galilee. They go to the Dead Sea and experience that. It's just amazing. And to go to the tomb where Jesus' body was, you know, it's just to see the different emotions and the different things they go through individually as well as a group. It's just incredible.
Yeah, it's the most powerful ministry that I've ever been associated with for young people. Because literally in those 10 days, that investment of time and resources for those 10 days, and we underwrite everything, as we mentioned, that literally is a spiritual boot camp. People are melded together, and their immersion into the Bible, into spiritual things, into the history and culture of Israel, literally is transformative. And as a result, they even rethink about their careers and right. they change direction, some of them, in their career choices. These are incredibly talented students from a wide variety of career choices and so forth.
Now, I have to ask you about your experience in the filming of the episode that airs tonight on TBN of Why Israel Matters. And what's it called again, the episode?
It's called Footsteps, and it's footsteps, basically okay. the footsteps.
What's it like to be a TV star now, Matt?
You know, it was amazing. In one of the episodes, I'm in the Valley of Kidron, the Kidron Valley, which is between the Old City Wall and the Mount of Olives. And that's the Kidron Valley there. And I'm walking down there, and it's almost as though we just like, okay, cue the shepherds with the goats and sheep. And here I'm walking down there, and here's these two little shepherd boys, and their sheep and goats are coming down through the Kidron Valley. One of them has a little bell around its neck. You can hear it ringing and tinkling as it's walking and so forth. But it's amazing. You know, some of our students, one of our students who will be on here, one of our Covenant Journey alumni, is actually getting married later this year. She's still in college. She's the youngest youngest female ever elected to the Florida House of Representatives in the history of the state of Florida. She's still in college, still staying at home with her mom, and yet she is a huge legislative leader in the capital of the state of Florida. She's one of our Covenant Journey alumni. Another one just graduated this year, getting married later this year as well. And it literally transformed his life. He'd been on mission trips before. Nothing ever impacted him like this. His father says he's worked with a lot of young people on missions, never seen anybody impacted like his son was impacted. And he was working with people at his college to bring in Irvin Roth. Irvin Roth is a Holocaust survivor from Auschwitz. And they had 400 or 500 people at the event on his college campus. So just what's happening when these young people return on their campuses and their life, it's absolutely incredible. So I think when you see this program, hopefully you'll catch a little bit of vision why I'm so excited about the Covenant Journey ministry. And the good thing about us in terms of our involvement in it is not only we get a chance to meet these incredible young people through Covenant Journey, but we stay in contact with them and we live life with them. You know, they go through different kinds of career choices, spousal choices, and so many other things. And so it's not just taking them to Israel. It certainly begins there. But as we always say, the journey begins in Israel and continues for life. So that's really the theme of Covenant Journey, to transform their Christian faith. And they fall in love with Israel. They become advocates for Israel. And all the dots come connected together. So go to Liberty Counsel's website. The easiest way to see the information is go to lc.org, lc.org. We also have our Christians in Defense of Israel website, which has the information, and that's cidisrael.org. But go to lc.org, click on the Why Israel Matters icon, and you'll see you can get a free book, Why Israel Matters, to you and your family, a free booklet. You can also order a 240-page or so full-color book called Why Israel Matters, Past, Present, Forever. Amazing, one-of-a-kind book. But you can also get the air times. And you can get, in fact, how you can see not only this, but also other programs online. If you haven't seen some in the past, they're amazing. Click online and watch the ones in the past. But be sure to tune in to this one, Footsteps Regarding Covenant Journey. And I encourage you to pray about how you can support our ministry called Covenant Journey. That's covenantjourney.org is the website, covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.